from a Zimbabwean perspective, this election is an example of how the American people respect their constitution and how they are allowed to freely campaign for their respective parties without any violence. And even though they have heated arguments because of difference in policies, they still do it in a civil way, and then they are able to first and foremost respect the constitution and the views of the opposition. So for a country like ours, this would be a good lesson on how to have a civilized campaign that promotes the culture of the constitution and ensures that the constitution remains the important pillar in a democratic society.
So are you going to vote? Are you able to vote?
Yes, I am, and I will, yes.
And who are you going to vote for? I know your vote is your secret.
Well, yeah, the vote is my secret, and at this point, I'd rather not divulge. But yes.
Okay, and in your view, what have been the major policy differences between the two candidates?
What I've observed is that Obama, mostly, his main thrust is on ensuring that companies that promote American business remain in the United States and create jobs here. And also, he would like to see the rich people being taxed more, because at present, the tax code seems to be skewed in favor of the rich over the middle class. And that he would like to also see most of the tax dollars working in manufacturing and creating manufacturing jobs here. When you look at Romney's plan, on the other hand, they both talk of wanting to create jobs here, and so there isn't much difference there. But Romney's arguments mostly are that, well, you are the incumbent, you could have done all these things in the past 4 years, and you haven't done them, and therefore we need a change in government. And also, Romney does not support the idea of taxing the rich more than the poor. And Romney, I think he believes that social services is being taken advantage of by the poor here, and therefore it does not encourage hard work. And therefore he wants to reduce funding for social services, and so that maybe in a way use that as a stick to force people to get back to work.